Ita olam. Tswaga zo muhle Zimbabwe muhle. Kwazi why muri Zimbabwe. Ndino mkamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Voice of America, Studio 7, on Tuesday the 12th of November 2019. And once again, Zimbabwe muhle, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove, aka Big Mike. Namhlanje, today is Tuesday, the 12th of November, 2019. Now, mthwakazo muhle, before we get down to the order of business, ngithanda ukuthatha leli thuba ukuthi ngibonge umuntu ongamile inkomo, who was here last week, holding it down, he was sitting in the driver's seat, kodwa sengibuyile, I'm back this week. Now, to order of business. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on udaba lwenkohlakalo, uwori, nyayo corruption. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of corruption and how it is affecting the nation's youth. Abantu abasakhulayo, how is corruption affecting you? Now, for those that don't know, mthwakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, we are in November. Now, if we go back 2 years ago, you'd understand how historical this month is. November is a very historical month for Zimbabweans all over the world. For that is the moment that the late former president Robert Mugabe was removed from power. Now, for those that don't remember, this was done for various different reasons. Now, amongst them, what the military says is they were looking to cleanse government of all, all criminal elements. Now, Lapa at that time, who was a part of the military, he is now the foreign affairs minister, Honorable S.B. Moyo, was talking about udaba lwenkohlakalo. He was talking about the issue of corruption. But before we delve deeper, let's go back to 2017. Let me refresh your memory a little bit. Let's go back to that moment whereby Honorable S.B. Moyo, Sibusiso Moyo, who is now the Minister of Foreign Affairs, announced that the military was taking over and they were cleaning house Zimbabwe muhle. They were cleaning government of all corrupt officials. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade R.G. Mugabe and his family are safe and sound and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him who are committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering in the country in order to bring them to justice.
We are only targeting criminals around him in order to bring them to justice. Lapa Honorable S.B. Moyo, he's now the Foreign Affairs Minister, was talking about abantu who are committing a crime here. He was specifically focusing on udaba lwenkohlakalo, nyaye uhori. So Zimbabwe muhle, as mentioned earlier, on that moment that we just viewed for our radio listeners, that moment that you just listened to, was followed by President Emmerson Ndamuzo Mnangagwa taking over the reins of the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe in 2017. It is during this time that uMongameli Emmerson Ndamuzo Mnangagwa vowed, wathembisa uZulu ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo nyayo uwori, and hurumende yangu is going to deal with it. But the big question we have tonight is his government doing so? I'm also looking to hear from you, abantu abasakhulayo, vechidiki veZimbabwe, kuthi how is corruption affecting you, especially nxa sesixoxisana ngodaba pathetch khurukura nenyaya ye mira akaita upfumi wenyika. So Zimbabwe muhle, if you're looking to join us tonight, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Lakonjalo ukungixhuma, calling me live on air on +12026192077. Ngiyaphinda njalo, +12024650318 WhatsApp. Lakonjalo ukunifonela live on air on +12026192077. For all radio listeners in Tonga Zomose Zimbabwe Omuhle, we are broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930 13860 lagu 15460 kilohertz. Kodwa on the internet, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voazimbabwe.com. So, Zulugandaba, Ngena Nguhlelo, Pinda Mchirongwa, joining on the conversation, you're tuned in to The Connection, and I'm your host, Big Mike.
Hey, hola, Deipiko, Hamadzangu. If you're with us right now, you are tuned in to The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ore. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE 3.
At Big Mike 3 on Twitter, Lagu, Instagram. So, Zimbabwe Mohle, if you're looking to chat with me, Lako Gumkuma, live, go Instagram, njalo go Twitter after the next hour. Go to for the next hour on Tonga Zomohle, Zimbabwe Mohle. We're right here on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, njalo go VOA Shona. Msakanganwe, kushare chirongwa, kuitra kutu one no wandu enyu, kanamchida upinda mchirongwa, nyurai manamba, toku fone rai. Uyeshe, msakanganwe, linga kotu ipela, mtoka za moshe, ugupala, imibono enu, I'll be reading it live on air. Once again, Zimbabwe Moshe, you are tuned into The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Namhla kuhlelo, si kota ngotaba, lwenkohlakalo, nyayo, wori, ndiya chukukurukura. But I have my first guest joining me live on Skype, ulapa kwele melika, umnumzana o Kelvin Manduna. He's a political analyst, njalo, Sakulayo, he's studying here in America. Kelvin, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo putunyana.
Thanks, Mike. Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Welcome to the program, mate.
Thank you.
So nantu tabo lukhona egudwini buti, the issue of corruption elizweni. Lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa took over the reins, this is basically 2 years ago in 2017. He said ukuthi into yakhe yokuqala, he's one of the things he's looking to deal with is udaba lwenkohlakalo nyayo worry. Well, my first question to you is, do you think he's done that? Do you think he's taken the steps towards dealing with that?
I think the simple answer is no. I think it was always going to be fanciful for Zimbabweans to expect that those who are themselves the origins of corruption in Zimbabwe to investigate and arrest and prosecute themselves. We have heard complaints of corruption from even the judiciary. The Chief Justice has complained of corruption within the courts themselves. And I think one of the troubling things Mnangagwa did to appoint the wife of S.B. Moyo to ZAC is such a blatant conflict of interest, but it showed to us the lack of seriousness with dealing with corruption. And we have seen several ministers arrested, Parirenyatwa, Mupumira, and released a few days or a few weeks later without really any charges sticking. I think that sums up the approach to corruption.
What, like you said, we've seen AMA ministers being arrested. This is something that was new. Never happened during isikhathi sika wayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe. Do you not think ukuthi that's an act of good faith? Uyatshengisa uZulu ngempela ukuthi hayi yena njengomongameli he means business.
No, it does not. Even the appointment within cabinet of poster boys for corruption like Joram Gumbo, whose deal at Zim Airways is still being investigated and causing problems. These are the people who were appointed to Mnangagwa's cabinet. That is already showed a problematic intent. The appointment of the prosecutor general, if you recall, who came number six according to the interviews But how did this chap who came number six become appointed their prosecutor general? So even in the prosecuting authorities is signs of corruption. The release shows that we just arrest and investigate later. It's a short investigation. We have seen so many cases, Kasukwere's case, the border jumping, etc., all these things. The investigation is so shoddy that even the courts themselves have no option but to release these individuals. So there's no seriousness.
Now, Kelvin, as you talked about abantu abasakhulayo elizweni, how is this corruption affecting the youth of the nation?
Oh, it affects them in so many ways. Each time an individual corruptly removes resources from the system, those are resources that could have otherwise been used in means that ways that could benefit our youth, whether it's in job creation, in infrastructure, in areas like education, healthcare. Right now, we see some of our young people are in the universities. Some are the very same junior doctors. Those are among our youth who are crying over compensation. Mm-hmm. Because of the corruption, government says it doesn't have resources. Why? Because a lot of resources have been stolen or misused. I think we must also note corruption is not just a blatant theft, but also a misuse of resources. I also put that under the banner of corruption. Mm-hmm. So we can't pay our young doctors. We can't look after our kids in universities. We can't give funds for youngsters that want to try new business ventures, because I think in this economy, indoda iyazibonela, and you have to try to be entrepreneurial. So we can't support all those initiatives, but because resources get, the few resources we have are stolen. In a country like ours with very limited resources, we can't afford even for a dollar to be stolen. That is the truth of the matter.
All right, Kelvin, what are you going to do? I'm going to talk to you first, and then I'll come back to you. Okay. All right, Zimbabwe, that was Kelvin Manduna. He is a political analyst. He's studying here in the United States of America. He is part of the ZANU-PF Youth Executive. Mabuto, welcome to our program, Putunjan. Mabuto, nantu tabulu kone kutwini. Today in our program, we're focusing on corruption. Not so long ago, siboneni nanjenga abantu abasakhulayo who are part of ZANU-PF, you seemed to be going hard on the issue of corruption. How big of an issue is this when we're talking about Zimbabwe as a nation?
Yeah, well, no one can deny that corruption is a big issue, and, you know, it has affected our economy, and we've lost a lot of, you know, national resources to the plague of corruption. So, to Nigeria, it should be a duty of every Zimbabwean, you know, with the support, the income solo all and the corruption, so it's a big issue. We are seeing corruption.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mabuto, on the line, on Skype, joining us, Kelvin Manduna, he's a political analyst. Yeah, now he seems to narrow the fact that he firmly believes uhulumende okhona is not doing much towards dealing with the issue of corruption. What would you have to say about that?
Well, you know, if time you want to talk about an issue, I think you have to put it in a perspective of comparison. Mm-hmm. And the only comparison that I can use in the Zimbabwean context is to compare the current government and the government of Robert Mugabe. Yes, corruption is not new in Zimbabwe. We get a lot of scandal for Bulawayo, where not even a single arrest was happening. You know, it was something like from Kulunyu and Ipelelemoye, and we can't tell you what it means to him. But Kulunyu and the first like I said, first one, you know, a creeper he bought Dr. Isaac, which is a constitutionally recognized body, but anti-corruption commission. And in Amundsebo, you know, we have processes. Zimbabwe is not a banana republic. Even to the constitution, even when I am a court, you have to decide the effect of your mood. You know, the government is not serious. No, the government has done its part. They have constituted that. Is that the medical province? Oh, when the court, the government has set a stand. Over my general, the court Lava Pisay, Abazin, and the democracy, you know, I said to me, a president to the things in the lenders on tape. So, Tennessee is united with Amako tape and the influence of, you know, a Yazina, any president. Unadi the corruption is pretty evil when I will go make a kind of a market to the corruption. Ukulumen, the delay, I never think he paid a safe for that because so far is in the evidence around the watch.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Mabutso Moyo. He's a part of the ZANU PF Youth League executive. Kodwa ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli wokuqala ongenayo kuhlelo Khola Khola Mthereri. Ndinomgamtshela mtshongo wethu uJebeji Diki ariparinare okhona ecingweni ngubani. Yebo, Khola, zuri kufambela.
Zuri sengoma mike.
Amushe, mushe, aripari nare ndiani?
Mukoma Patson ku Zimbabwe.
Mukoma Patson, wari kutifonera wari ku Zimbabwe. Kurisa iko ku Zimbabwe
nko? Zimbabwe, Mashonal Central.
Ndat kurisa iko ku Mashonal Central ko?
Mondawin.
Nyaya irimo mugango mukoma, nhasi tiri kutaura nezve nyaya yehuori. Murukunzwa pane vachidiki vari pachirongwa vese vari kubvuma vari kuti nyaya yehuori ndiyo inenge iri kushusha patokurukura nezvemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Wechidiki weZANU PF ari kuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matanho ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi, asi pane umwe wevechidiki aripo vaKeldin Madhuda vari kuti aiwa hurumende hapana zvairi kuita. Tipeiwo maonereni.
Hurumende iripo hapana zvairi kuita panyaya yehuori. Nekuti kana tichitarisa tota munhu akabadhora nhasi, mapurisa anoswera dishi nembwa nembwa kutsvaga munhu iyeye. Munhu wakaita seaunzi akwanise kusungwa nepurisa anoumbirwa komisheni. Chinhu chavo chekungogadzira chekuda kutongana muchirimo. Hatina munhu atasungwa nhasi anonzi akaita huori, anongoramba chinzi abhisiswa mberi, abhisiswa mberi. Ko ari kupomerwa mhosva yekupika ma24 months abadhora anotenderasi akaita sei. Sei iyo vachiti vanhu ava vane corruption ava vanosungwa nepolisi vanofanira kuombirwa komisheni. Nyoreva kuti polisi ika havatendi naye haisi haina basa rairi kuita.
Zvino
ndozvinoreva kuti huora haufe wakapera nechikonzero chekuti iyo vari kuita zvekutongofarudza vanhu zvakafanira vabodi vakafarudza mukadzi wasubuso mwekuti anzi ndiye katungamira corruption yehuori. Murume akaaa nehuori akambobuda kaingaita huori anosungwa hini tongoudza kuti aita huori anai mupfupi vakambosungwa tozozoita huori asi vaite vachienda kukotikira vavhidhio vanenge vakachena kuti munhu akasagara chitokisi. Saka zvinhu zvekungoitisana zvekutongaa muchirino kuti tisazoziva hakuna huori huri kurwisa. Kana vaida kurwisa huori ngavati vanhu vanecorruption ngavasungwe nepolisi tozoziva kuti vatanga basa, kwete kuti vatata hanzi kuti aumba komishen yeanticorruption. Kana vaida kupedza huori ngavasungwe nemapurisa ndo vanofunga vanofunga vanhu.
Asi
tichitarisa anticorruption ndiye kuti bata kumeso ngare dzokudzairira gozvanira kuti dzairira nguva yareba ichinyepe komishe muora usungwa idaro hanitanyaso ziva zvangu kuti pane imwe nyika inozvisikwa hanitanyaso ziva ina purezidenti wekupinda vaye munyewana akasikosvika kuti mabhodha isengaavhaa mbavha dzisengadzisunga ndozvataitarisesa munarauga achasikoita
aiwaiyo
zvangu ari mbavha.
Mukoma Patsona, takunzwai zvakanaka. Pane umwe muteereri ada kupinda muchirongwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekwanhaisinasi. Right, Zimbabwe, omuhle. That was Umzana Patson. What he seemed to highlight, uthi hayi, yena ubona ngani uhulumende ukhona, hayi, when they're talking about udaba lwenkohlakalo, udaba nyaya yehuori, hanza, I have no faith, uhulumende iripo is not doing much. Asizone ukuthi umunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo uthini, ongenayo kuhlelo khola khola mthereri okhona kuhlelo okhona icingweni ngubani?
Hello Magadi.
Tripo Magadi enyu baba.
Tinani.
Eh ariphari nare ndiyani?
Mr. Ndonga.
Mr. Ani?
Ndonga.
Eh vandonga zviri kufamba eh?
Muche zviri sei?
Ah muche muche tiri kufara kuva nemi nhasi pachirongwa tipinda ikamotudza omaundireni.
Ah nye corruption iyipiri.
Hinda.
Magari chikodzero chekuti hurumende iripo idho yakatanga necorruption saka kuti ipedze corruption zvinoti netsei.
Asi vandonga pamutungamiriri wenyika vamunangagwa pavakatora vatomu muna 2017 vakati aiwa zvechokwadi tichazvipedza zvese nyaya iyo uori ichapera zvino tikuona maministers nawo akutoita zvekusungwa.
Chinoitika ndechekuti ivo ndo vanotyisa bhodhi racho rekubata corruption saka zviri chitika kuti panofanira kunga nebhodhi riri independent rekuti ringe richibata vanhu vane corruption saka bhodhi kana zvilong richibva kwavari hapana chinobatika. Saka panofanira kuva nezvinhu zviri independent kuitira kuti vaite basa ravo nemazvo. Haungatori shamwari yako yawaiba nayo kuti chibata mbavha dzavaimbobva nadzo saka zviri difficult kuti zvinge zvichipera inyaya yekungobatana kumeso kuti zvinge zvinenge zviri kuita zvirinani but hapana shandiko inenge ichiitika.
Tichitarisa nyaya yehuori uyezve vechidiki munyika mungati nyaya yehuori iri kuvashungurudza here?
Nyaya yehuori ndo iri kushungurudza zvakanyanyisa kudarika zvavanotaura semasankiti.
Hinda.
Because huori kana vanhu vachitora mari yenyika vachisa kumhomomao otherwise inenge ichitorwa nevanhu vashomashoma dhirest vachisafa. Saka zvinhu zvinoafekta vanhu vakanyanyisa izvozvo. Iyi mari inofanira kunge ichibatsira nyika kunyange kueducation system kunyange yemafamini yakaitwa namugabi. Mari yekuti inofanira kunge ichienda ikoko ichibatsirawo ichidzidzisawo education kuti kurima kwavo kunge kunoendera pamberi zvino vanongoramba vachingopiwa mari gore negore gore negore murima nerudzi asina product.
Asi vandonga vechidiki pane umwewo wechidiki webato rezanu PF aripo parunhare apo navo vari kuti navowo vechidiki vebato rezanu PF vari kubvuma kuti nyaya yeuori yanetsa asi vane chivimbo chekuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matamhno ese ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi. A couple of months ago takaona vechidiki vebato rezanu PF navo vachinyatsodoma mazita vachiti nhingi ndiye ari kuita uori, nhingi ndiye ari kuita uori, uyezve vane chivimbo chekuti hurumende iripo sezvo vaakuziva kuti ndivanani vari kuva mari, ndivanani vari kuita nyaya yeuori, vachasungwa nyaya yacho ichagadziriswa. Hamubvumirani navamabuto mwoyo herapo?
Handibvumirani navo because vechidiki vavatori neproblem zvakafanana. Kune mawetlands malands ari mumataundi vanofamba vachipanana vachipima nenhano vachipanana mastenzi yavo zvinoita stenzi yaa nebepa yaakutotengeswa nemari yakati wandei zvichibva kune vechidiki vavezanupiefu. Saka tinonyatsoti kensa yecorruption iyi iri kutouya futi kune vechidiki vavo. Pakaitika chinhu chingapiwa kana kuti mungava muvillage ivo ndo vanomira mira vachitora futi zvinhu zvinhu vachitengesa. Saka its very difficult kuti iite ipere corruption iyo.
Haiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vanhu.
Kunyange kumapurisa acho anonzi anofanira kunge achipari mumwambotaura zvekuti anzi mapurisa anofanira kunge achisunga vanhu. Mapurisa ato ndoza tova mbavha hombe dzese.
Orit, saka zvino nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei vandonga?
Mati?
Ndati nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei?
Panoda independent board inosunga vanhu vecorruption isingabve munyika yedu yezimbabwe, inobva mumarijin akasiyana siyana, ingava sadhaki international vouya vonyatsoita mainvestigation akanyatsozara muse musha. Tinoona corruption iyo ichipera uye vanhu vachisungwa zvinobva zvatopera kuti wa kwete kuti independence inochuzwa nemunhu ari corrupt kuti anzozozibatira mbavha dzangu dzezizi very difficult kungobatana kunezo chii.
Haiwa takunzwa ivandonga. Pane vamwewo vatero vada kupinda muchirongwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekuva nesu nhasi.
Zvakanaka. Vamugabe havana kuba vega, vakabawo nezvikwata zvavo, saka zvinotinetsei.
Haiwa takunzwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda. Right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Umnumzana Undonga. Yena ungenile kuhlelo wathi hayi, ukhanya ngani he's agreeing with the caller that came in first. Wathi uhulumende okhona, hayi ubona ngani he's not doing much. Kodwa asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu. Kukhasi lethu le VOA indebele abantu bakhona ngempela kulo mazogwo uthi litshona njani msakazi? Hayi mina ngiyaphila, wena unjani? Umathema uthi litshona njani Studio 7? Hayi siphilile, siphilile, wena unjani? UJerry Ndlovu uthi uma befuna ukuqeda inkohlakalo abaqale ngaye uMnangagwa. Hayi uthi uMnangagwa yena hayi uNdlovu ubona ngani umbungameli Emmerson Mnangagwa should be the first to go. Asizweni ukuthi uMabutho yena uthini. Mabutho ukhona ecingweni futhi Moyo ukhona ecingweni?
Yebo ngikhona baba.
So you can hear the callers are coming in. How do you fix an issue when the citizens firmly believe that the government at hand is not doing much to fix the issue?
Well, you know, there is nothing much that you can do, you know, and it's not possible to satisfy everyone. It's not, and it's not everyone who will be as optimistic as you are with regard to certain issues. You are bound to differ here and there. But okukhakathekileyo but ukuthi abantu nxa bekhuluma ama-issues abakhulume ngento abaleqiniso lapho. Angivumelani nesikhulumile esithe ama-youth ezanu-P F athatha amasitendi. Yikho ngithile ekuqaliseni ngikhuluma ukuthi abantu kumele befunde ukwehlukanisa umbuso obukhona izolo lo mbuso osukhona khathesi. That facility eyayisenziwa abosevegas ukwere webby wawucreat-a ama-land barons is no longer there. The Ministry of Local Government has closed that. So ukuthi kuthiwe abatsha bezanu-P F are part of corruption, I want to dispute that and dispute it with the strongest terms. Because it discuss my issues as discussing the interesting and exercises. And then over until, you know, kunzima vela ngokusukisa wonke umuntu. But thina njengogatsha labatsha kuZANU-PF we are very optimistic. We have engaged the president, samtshela izikhalazo esinazo ngendaba ye corruption and we promised ukuthi hayi wonke sokuhamba ngendlela uhulumende sefakile izinqumo. It's now up to the arresting power, those with the arresting powers and the courts to decide the fate of the people.
Now, Mabutho, I was doing a little research on the correlation between unemployment in Zimbabwe and corruption. It seems as though unemployment is one thing that seems to be pushing indaba yenkohlakalo elizweni. So now that unemployment is not being fixed, how do you go about curbing the issue of corruption? Because a lot of young people are willing to do next to anything for a quick buck.
I would say unemployment is not being addressed. It is being addressed, but like I said, everything takes time. Mm-hmm. If you look at our strategy document, the TFP, that Nkulumo launched a year ago, it's very clear that we are going to have a period of austerity. From there, there will come productivity and job creation. So I think, you know, even in our own isithethe esinambi sengoma asisithuthe umuntu esathatha ukuthi amagadara. IZANU-PF isithiwe a 5-year mandate and we are left with just about 4 years ngokuthi konke khonokho kunjani kufulfile. So I think it's a process and abantu kumele bebekezele. Ukubeka clear abantu abafunda ukubala amaphephandaba be-scrutinize ama-issues. Siyakwazi ukuthi imisebenzi iyafunakala njalo sathembisa kumanifesto imisebenzi izaba khona. But siyathembisa uba umuntu ukuthi as from January 2020 because the services we can get. Let's talk about it this time next year. Now maybe we don't drop a great way, then maybe the conversation can, you know, change. But for now, people need to be patient.
What in Ubamba Mlomo sees which Manduna, you know, what is he have to say? Manduna, Usakwana input. Kelvin Manduna.
Yes, Nkona, we are
in. Yes, I can hear you clearly now. You heard everything that seems to have transpired. One thing that seems to be highlighted amongst the callers that come in is that they seem to believe ukuthi uhulumende, they seem to be in agreement with you that uhulumende okhona is not doing much towards curbing. Kodwa yena uMabutho is he's standing by his position uthi give it some time. Come this time next year, uhulumende okhona would have done izimanga into yokuqala. And secondly, he feels as though bona njengabantu abasakhulayo abebandlela ZANU-PF, they're taking the stance. They're making sure ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo is addressed elizweni. Wena uthini?
I think uMabutho is living in a parallel universe and he must learn from history. uMnangagwa has promised before very lofty promises. Ama mega deals, which we are yet to see anything transpire. And I believe previously people in ZANU-PF promised jobs, only to come out later and start making ridiculous statements about, no, we're saying create your own jobs, etc. So if I were him, I'd be very careful about saying, let's see next year. His party is well known for not delivering on economic issues and development and corruption. But I would like to ask him, ZANU-PF youth came out with a list. I don't know what was the motive behind that list, whether it was settling political scores or if they were genuine, I don't know. But can you tell us, out of those people who were fingered by the ZANU-PF youth, who has been arrested, who has been investigated? We have seen Obed Mpofu coming to parliament very contemptuous to show that some people know that they are immune from any sort of prosecution investigation. I don't believe Zimbabwe needs even to have a structure like ZAC. As one of your callers has said, if the police were capacitated, they have many divisions within the police, CID, what, to investigate crime and corruption. But they are not capacitated. So even ZAC itself, as we said, the head of ZAC is compromised. The institution itself lacks prosecutorial powers and so on. They are in no position to fight corruption in Zimbabwe. My last point from what the callers have explained to you, our great fear is now that corruption is now an aspect of, in every aspect of life in Zimbabwe. And this is what our young people are now seeing as acceptable. Our young people, when you go to Zimbabwe, will tell you, Kuzukshanda, Azubadari Mdara. It's better you hustle and you into deals, willing and dealing, and illegality. This is what they see makes other people successful. I wonder how many of our chefs have been subjected to a lifestyle audit if we are serious about corruption, and how many would pass such a lifestyle audit. And I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Mabuto, do you want to respond to this, Puti? Mabuto Moy. Yes, go ahead and respond.
Yes, Nyamuzo.
Yes, Nyamuzo put.
Yes, Nyamuzo put. Lapu kuluma ni list ya chichai yipli. You know, put it in a we did what we felt needed to be done from the political side. You know, it's not up to us now to go and push Isaac to say that who are any analogam both. If you follow news and if you follow issues, which Justice Matanda Moyo is actually present, let it clear that we got about 30. She said she had about 38 cases so far that have been reported, of which 10 of those are high profile. And the only high profile case that has been tried so far, I think, is a Pritam Fumira, who was on that unit list, by the way. So it's not up to us now to go and push these accusations and things out. There is an interfere, you know, like a constitutional body. Yes, you are saying when you don't leave that as the capacity, but that is a constitutional body that was put in the Zimbabwean constitution in 2013. You know, it's not something that we can remove over a certain call we ready. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You get on our constitution. So as long as the constitution can have the same with the Zimbabwean.
Mm-hmm. I what's he my daughter, let me hold you there for 1 second in touch. Mlaleli, I have a caller who's joining us, and then I'll come back to you two gentlemen. Kola mtereri ongenayo ariparinari ndiani mbano konekumen mtereri kola. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, papa, how are you?
Yeah,
well, until right, I'm right mu ndiani ariparinari apo.
Yeah, Richard.
Hey, Mkoma Richard, murikufondera murikupiko?
Ndiri ku South Africa kuDurban.
Aha, kuDurban uko eThekwini. Aiwa tinomugamuchira mutirongwa Mkoma Richard, tipe wo maundirenyu.
Yeah, tirongwa chenyu ndochinzwa tiri kufamba zvakanaka chaizvo.
Tinotenda.
Simanje panyaya huwo remanje muZimbabwe hausi wakapera kunyanya fanika yezvinezvi takupinda muDecember so. Mapurisa
Mabva matara, Mukoma Richard, mabva matara zviri nyore. Ini ndakambogara kuSouth Africa, nyaya huwo rinonetsa nayo ukoko. Saka musiyano uripo ndeupi pakati pekugara kuSouth Africa nekuZimbabwe?
Musiyano uripo kuno kuSouth Africa nekuZimbabwe, hakuno kwakatonaka nekuti kana pari paroad blockade, mapurisa anobata motikari 1. Dzimwe dzese dzinenge dzichipfuura muchipenda kubasa. Kumanje kuZimbabwe dzinoita 9 one by one. Munhu achibvunzwa license, achibvunzwa ichi, achibvunzwa ichi, achibvunzwa ichi. Kubasa hausati kurudzi kusvika kubasa. right, tiri kubaguna ku South Africa, tinosvika paborder. Tichingobuda ipaborder, tinosvika pati mota yemapurisa ipapa, kutokubvunza matsamba ese emotikari ipapo, movaratidza. Tichingoti fambei within a kilometer. Makutobvunza mapasipoti, iwe uri mwana weZimbabwe. Handizvi kuti zvinotaura kuti chii tiri muZimbabwe. Zvinongotaura kuti chii ndi mwana weZimbabwe, ndobvunza pasipoti. Ndiri kubva futi kuZimbabwe, ndiri kuuya kuno kuSouth Africa kubasa, ndakakwira ndemotikari yangu inodzivizwa. Kana uri nemwana, kana une chinonzi mapassport, nouri mune number 33 muno muZimbabwe.
Right,
ndati ipapo panotirwadza.
Awa,
tamu muZimbabwe wacho, motikari inonongova pane kuSouth Africa inongobatwa nonga zvimura. Inongotaura kuti kwazvizvo dzokuta matsamba emotikari. Uri kutengwa simende ruda kuwaka, zvinonzi hatisi kuda kuti upenyu tishandise motikari yekuSouth Africa munyika yedu. Ndiri munhu weZimbabwe kainini. Ndakaenda kubasa, ndonawo nemotikari, ndakunzi hatisi kuda motikari iyoyo nokuti ungoita basa muno muZimbabwe. Chii manje chari kuitika munyika yedu manje? Takubatwa senhafu kashaidhi uyu.
Right, mukoma Richard, tichitarisa nyaya yeuori uyezve vechidiki muZimbabwe. Tambonzwa vaKelvin Manduna umwewo guest wangu ari pachirongwa vachiti nyaya iuori ndiyo inenge yatoshungurudza vechidiki vazhinji munyika. Muno mune maondo akafanana here?
Uori ndo wakatoisa zvakanyanya, nokuti isu tobva kuno kuSouth Africa tinototengesawo makabhi chatisiri mumakambani. Asi tikanga tasvika kuZimbabwe unotodza mapurisa achiti ndizvo kusina mai yako endwi, saka motodhiza motosiya kamari pano.
Kusina
mai yako endwi, tikufawa nenzara muno, saka mototipawo. Orait, watotorwa tiaiti yako yemotikari, obva kunzi garai yako kusvika mwabvisa mari. Varume, ndizvo here zvaitwa munyika? Kuti hatotoenda kukoti, unobva wagara 2 hours, 3 hours, wakumira kuenda kukoti kuzobera zvenzi oraiti chiendai, asi musazoita mazotipawo nokuti tinofa nenzara. Right, hurumende inozviziva here izvozvo kuti mune nzara? Zvikanzi hainotozviziva kuti tine nzara, asi tiatinawo zviri kuita. Anzi mbudzi inozvira payakasungirwa, saka takasungirwa pano parodhi totozvivawo pamuripo. Akoma, ndiri kusvupika wakudai.
Aiwa,
usiyano wacho ndinoona inini.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Richard, tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa nekuva nesinasi.
Aiwa, ndinotenda hangu ava.
Right, Zimbabwe mushe, that was mnumzana Richard, yena he lives kwele South Africa. Ngimbuzira ngempela ngathi Richard mina ngike ngaphila kwele South Africa ngempela. Udaba lwenkohlakalo, i-corruption, is not specific to Zimbabwe. Even kwele South Africa udaba lwenkohlakalo lukhona. Yena wathi hayi kulomehluko omkhulu ngempela. Uphinde wangichazisela wathi yena he has times whereby he goes back eZimbabwe. Aba njengamaphoyisa bona bathi beku roadblock, bathi hayi ngicela ufake imali ngoba lathi silambile. Nithini ngodaba lukhona egudwini? Abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lakho ukungithumezela umlayezelo kuWhatsapp kunombolo ezithi +12024650318 lakho, njalo ukungifonela live ecingweni kunombolo ezithi +12026192077. So I have my other guest, kodwa ngingahambi kuMnumzana uGodfrey Kurawone. Let me go back to uMnumzana uManduna so that siqede laye, and then we'll go to uGodfrey Kurawone. VaManduna muripo pari narere? Muchiripo here? VaManduna? Kelvin Manduna? Mr. Manduna, usakhona ehlelweni na?
Yenkhona ngiyakuzwa.
All right, right. Sesilomunye umhlonitsho ongenayo kuhlelo, so wathi ngiqede lawe bese ngithatha omunye umhlonitsho ongenayo kuhlelo. So let's wrap this up. We're talking about corruption and the youth of Zimbabwe. How do we fix this issue to ensure that the future generations stand to gain something from what Zimbabwe has to offer?
Well, I'll say two things, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind the listening audience that when Mugabe was removed, we were told by SP Moyo that they were targeting the criminals around him.
That is correct.
Up to today, we don't know who these criminals are, and none of them have been prosecuted. Where are they? Who are they? This is what we are asking, because that was the basis of the new dispensation. The corruption creates a lot of reputational damage for this country.
Mm-hmm.
The very investors that we say we are targeting and we are open for business, if you look at all external reports on Zimbabwe's economy, whether it's Transparency International, how we are reported about in Bloomberg and all these international media, we have a reputation for corruption and a corrupt business environment.
Mm-hmm.
This scares away investors that could come and create jobs for Zimbabweans and for our youth. The way we will deal with this thing is if the government of Edi Mnangagwa could be serious about fighting corruption and genuine. You mentioned South Africa, where we see how hard the government there fought to try and bring former President Zuma to account, and how they are still reeling from the effects of state capture. I'm told it could cost as much as 9% of GDP for them in terms of corruption and state capture. I don't know what it costs us in Zimbabwe. Maybe I see some reports saying 1 billion a year. I think it's far much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we fight corruption is if we are serious politically. But unfortunately, I have to be honest with you, I don't see that will from ZANU-PF. The president himself has reputational issues. We hear all the time in parliament, in the public accounts committee with BT and them, finger pointing and the auditor's report talking about Sakunda and command and corruption in that regard. Yet these individuals seem to have very close proximity to the president.
Mm-hmm.
So we then wonder as the public, if these individuals are so close to him, and they are being fingered repeatedly as some of the captains of corruption and the parallel market and misuse of treasury bills and so on, how then can we say we are serious about fighting corruption? So I don't have much hope. I'm sorry to say I could tell you a long list of what we should do,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have any hope at all that the political will to fight corruption exists in Zimbabwe under the present government.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Manduna, thank you so much. Mokuba, that's a good hello. Thank you so much. And I look forward to having you again soon, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Kelvin Manduna. He's a young guy, like I mentioned. He's studying lapha kwele Melika. Ube lathi kuhlelo uyincwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, political analyst. Now let's move over to my other guest, ongenayo kuhlelo ongisakhulayo owebandla eliphikisayo, umnumzana Godfrey Kuraone. Va Kuraone, ndinomgamtshira emtshirongwa zviri kufambela. Mkoma Godfrey, musiku wika zvakanaka. Ya, ndikuona kunge network iri kunetsa. Muchiripo parinare.
Ndikunzwa ari zvakanaka.
Perfect, perfect. Makuhika zvakanaka. Aiwa, tinomugamuchira muchirongwa mukoma zviri kufamba here?
No, bichana, bichana.
Mabva matopinda chirongwa chitopisa mukoma. Vanhu vari kupinda muchirongwa. Tiri kukurukura nyaya yezveuori munyika. Parunare tina vamabuto moyo, umwe wechidiki webato rezanu-PF. Ivo vari kuti hurumende iripo zvechokwadi, vari kutora matanho kugadzirisa nyaya yeuori. Parunare tatina vaKelvin Manduna, avo political analyst, umwe wechidiki chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe ari kugara kuno kuAmerica. Iye ati aiwa anenge ari kubvumirana nevateereri vazhinji vari kupinda muchirongwa. Ari kuti nemaondo avo hurumende iripo haisi kutora matanho ese ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi. Tiudzewo maondo renyu sevechidiki vebato reMDC.
Mukoma Mike, regai nditi ZANU-PF hari sista remunhu. ZANU-PF hati an individual, but it's a system. It's an institution, a system yayo. And that system has been living for a long time. And that system is still existing. We only change the head, but the system is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So why I'm saying so, we shall not go to the water, no corruption, that is in power. Back to the Kumbaya Kangai issue, Gen B, back to Bright Matoga, Kuzuko, and a lot of people were involved in corrupt activities long back ago. None of them was arrested. And none of them has been convicted. And none of them akambopokana mutongo kuti onewa kuti apwa mutongo kuti aita aita corruption. So it is to me for ZANU-PF people to come to us and say they are trying to fight corruption, then the country is a joke. Look at what has been happening, Mashuro. Vanachivayo, vachitora mari, dzekunogadzira masora systems, asinamboitika. And they are still working freely. And nothing is happening. And to me, Zaki is useless. It's a toothless, barking toothless dog, which is only there maybe to sanitize corruption into the ZANU-PF. Look here. It is to me now that Zaki is just a spider web, where the small insects get caught and the big ones just pass freely. From there, there are a lot of accusations that are being labeled against the big guys in ZANU-PF, the likes of an outbreaking Mpofu, the likes of even the Anachuenga Yawa. So, whatever happens, pass up. At the end, it will point to a certain big guy in ZANU-PF. And at the end of the day, nothing is going to be done just because no person is able to point there to a ZANU-PF guy who is at the top there. So to me, to say ZANU-PF is fighting corruption, no, I think it's just an insult to the Zimbabweans because they are doing extremely nothing.
Zvino tichitarisa imi vechidiki varugara munyika ndiudzeiwo mukoma, how is corruption affecting imi sevechidiki munyika? Manduna talked about resources that should be used for employment and so forth and so forth. Asi iye Mabutso ati aiwa hamungati nyaya yeunemployment haisi kugadziriswa nekuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa zvese izvi.
Tarisai zvikuitika mukoma Mike. The corruption which is happening in this country is just to benefit the top guys in ZANU-PF. And they are accumulating wealth. I'm sorry, they will get out of Tara. And they are grabbing each and every opportunity in Ngawana. So at the end of the day, it reduces or limits Mukana or Shidiku, because all the space it has been occupied by the big guys in ZANU-PF, by the big guys in government, and by the elite. So the young people are not one Mukana, have not space, have an opportunity to showcase or even to empower themselves. So that corruption, it affects the young people negatively. And the impact, they are not only on the ground. They are now attending drugs, they are now attending criminal activities, because they have nothing to do. Their state has been stolen. Because of corruption, sometimes it affects the young people. Otherwise, you are not affected because they've lived their life and there's nothing or there's nothing to build in their future. But the young people, they are going to say, so to me, I think the young people are affected mostly.
Hai, vakura one rega ndi kubata imiromo tinzoti Mabutso anoti Mabutso ncela umpendule.
Yebo, hai nyamuzwa umfowethu yakhuluma lapha. Evumelana naye khona ukuthi njengoba ndivela mekanzeni ikorathi le yasimaza thina njengabata isasa yethu, you know, ever eroded. Most of what we are talking about, yeah, well, most of it is the political, but ngicela ukuthi ngimkhumbuze ukuthi Zakhe le ekhuluma ngayo sibumba iconstitution. You know, between 2011 and 2013, Zak was a provision. Eyilethwa libandla yena lele athenuvela yilo. They are the ones who actually signed off who is going to appoint this body and what will be its powers. Nyamangala khathesi labe sebesithi it's a useless body. Ukuthi abantu nje basebenza benjani bekhohlwa. As much as they can call it useless, bengayizonda bangayithanda, it's constitutional until the parliament sits down and peels it off. Vele kumele sisebenze nayo. Mina ukuthi I'm a realist, angithandi ukukhuluma ngento ezingeke siyishintshe at the expense of izinto esingazishintsha ngingasibonisayo. So abengithi nje ngimkhumbuze nje umfowethu ukuthi hhayi iZak ayiso productive ZANU-PF, ayilethanga iZANU-PF. Iku-constitution yelizwe abayisayina off labo njenge-MDC. So I think it's important ukuthi ungabe criticise izinto abazicriticise besazi i-background yalapho ezivela khona.
Hai, wati mbambo mlomo mtati mlaleli. Ayende ni mtereri wangu riparunare. Kola kola mtereri. Tinomka mchira mchirongwa. Mapinda ka mchirongwa. Chidu chemechidiki. Chirongwa The Connection. Kola kola mtereri. Pane mtereri riparunare. Ukone. Yes. Ai watu right mbano kone kumwen.
Hai, tunofa.
Riparunare ndian.
Mritora na meti.
Nani?
Na Matthew Botswana.
Tumelang Matthew kaita te.
Tumela everything.
Lenna ke sharp ke sharp marana. Bua lenna ntate tu deo maondre ni kubaka u.
Njamo pinda on pachiro bata nzo abu soro jo para pshene kuzi
bata. Ya ntate continue baba tunakunzo ayo tu tipe maondre.
corruption yakadzika muZimbabwe zvinotorwadza. Pana munhu ari kufarira zvinhu zviri kuitika munyika. But chinhu chakatokosha ipopaya kuti corruption ipinde ibude. Ndokunga ZANU-PF kuti itobva pachigaro ndopanga kupera corruption. Haitoperi futi but inotombotapudzika. Hozi corruption yabva kure tinayo iri kuuraya nyika, hapana chinombofamba ipopaya. Iko zvino kuchitaurwa nyaya dzekuti vana Munangagwa vanozobisa corruption. Vaona kuti homwe dzavo dzazara dzichapachukira harigaitimbodza mukuvhara but hazvivharisi ma. Saka zvinorwadza zvinoitika muZimbabwe.
Zvino tichitarisa nyaya yekuti munhu wese apinda pachirongwa kusanganisira vamabutso mwoyo vebato rezanupf navo vabvuma kuti aiwa nyaya yeuori iri kushungurudza vechidiki vazhinji nekuti ndicho chiri kuitira kuti maresources avepo asawanewo mukana wekubatsira vechidiki. Mungati nyaya iyi inofanira kugadziriswa sei?
Kugadziriswa kwenyaya iyo ndokutongobviswa kwezanupf pai. Hapana chimwe chinogadzirisika ipo paya. Bhozi corruption yakapararira nyika yese. Hakuna chitatamudzeti corruption. But zvikabviswa paZANU-PF apa zvikambopiwa vamwe vombotungamirira zvingaita nani?
Aiwa, takunzwai mukoma Matthew. Regai nditore umwe womuteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa. Tinotenda zvikuru. Mudzoke next week pachirongwa chedu baba.
Tinotendai.
Right, zinduka ndava nongo Matthew. Hai. Namhlanje abalaleli bakhanya mangani uhulumende okhona bathi hayi abathembi ukuthi uhulumende okhona is able to fix udaba lwenkohlakalo. Kodwa let's hear what other caller has to say. Caller, caller mthereri ari parinare ndiyani?
Makasibere, muri kutaura na mukoma Abel.
Mukoma Abel, muri kufondera muri kupi?
Ndiri kufondera ndiri ku South Africa.
Aiwa takunzwai mukoma Abel. Chipindai muchirongwa motiudzawo maondero enyu mukoma Abel.
Nhau yehuori iri kutiuraya zvisingaite.
Henda.
Tikada kutarisa iye mukuru wenyika chai chaiye muAmugabe vakanga vachimbotungamirira nyika vakatanga nazvo. Vaiita corruption dzavo vachienda kunovaka kuna Namalaysia. Vachienda kunovaka kuna naChina, vachienda kunovaka nekuno kuSouth Africa. Havana benefit yavakaita muZimbabwe, vakangoti uraya. Asi dai vai vachibova nava vanhu vezana vachibova chivako muZimbabwe, vanhu vachiwanawo mabasa at least vanhu havaimbozvitarisisa sereki kuti vanhu havari kuba. Vanhu vanoba vachienda kunovaka kune dzimwe nyika.
Mukoma Abel.
South
Africa, yes. Right, tichitarisa nyaya yekuti vechidiki vari kushungurudzwa navo, mungati hurumende iyi inofanira kutora matanho akadii ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi?
Hapana matanho, hurumende yakatokundikana. Because hurumende yakaita zaki yavo iyaya iri nzira yekutiwo vadyisa nemari. Dai vachimbotoro kana vanhu vachimbotoro ruzivo rwekune dzimwe nyika, taisai kutoona South Africa kuna mahooks vakambotoro zvimeko nemahooks aya ega. Nenguva dikidiki ne 1 month ichocho munyika mune munenge manaka
one zaki iripo mukoma zaki iripo
munhu achibuda anenge asina mhosva wobuda munoona hunopera uwona.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Abel, tinotenda zvikurusa nekuva nesu nhasi pachirongo.
Tinotenda.
Zulukandaba longu Apple, Apple okone cingweni ungumlaleli okhona ngale kwele South Africa. Kodwa sizweni ukuthi uGodfrey vakuraone vari kuti vakuraone muripo parunareri.
Kuna Mike Ndripo.
Manzwa zvabhotaurwawo here navamabuto moyo?
Right, ndakateera mukoma Mike.
Pindirai.
I want to be very clear to him kuti I am not against the formation. Yes, Zaki. But I'm against the manner in which Zaki is operating. It is a noble idea, Kwane Zaki. But had it been operating Ziri partisan, Zaki is very effective. But in government for now, it has adopted the cash and release strategy. Nekuti vangobata munhu
Women allegations, and tomorrow they are quiet about it. So that cash and release strategy, to me, it has proved that Zaki is useless, except that it was a money paid for nothing. But I'm not against this information. But the challenge is equity, the way it is operating, it is not operating in a principled manner. They are operating on a partisan basis. Because this system in a moon, and therefore, we didn't bear with the investigation. So, who matter? Could write a one, spook what a liar? Could I offer the wood? Except something is going on, while there's nothing going on. So, to me, to sanitize the world which comes at the PF, but it is actually a batting toothless dump.
Alright, Mkoma Godfrey, nguwa ndiyo ya inenge ya choji. Kana na Mkoma sakatipei mazo, enyo kupe tira pa msorope nyaya tukurukura. Nema ondre nyaya iyo fara ugaziri, so say.
The only solution is to remove the oath. Because it is only a fool who repeat one and the same thing over and over and expect a different result. So the best solution is to remove the old system and put the new system, which is corrupt-free in a with good corporate governance. That is the only solution for now.
I was talking to Ivakraone to notend as Kuru Neguanesu Naspachronga to notend at notend.
Thanks very much.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Godfrey Kuraone, Oevan Lili Pigisayo, Ivanta LAMDC. So, 4 minutes, uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection, asizweni ukuthi uMabutho uthini. Mabutho, sakhona ecingweni, but.
Ngikhona, but.
Gqiba uhlelo, but.
Yeah, hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngaleli thuba elithelanika lona namhlanje. Kodwa what's disappointing is ukuthi abantu aba-understand ukuthi iZAC isebenza ngani. iZAC doesn't catch and release. iZAC ingathola information yokuthi umuntu ukhora, they investigate. Umuntu lona bangambopha uye court. It's now up to the court ukuthi decide ukuthi yenzani ngomuntu lowo. I think korokho kumele kube clear abantu beku-understand. Indaba ye-catch and release le, I think, i-social media talk. Release wabo bu-pre-bale, imisebenzi ye-court. And uhulumende cannot interfere there. So kumele abantu bekwazi ama-functions, ama-institutions ethu. But over and above, I think abantu kumele befunde ukubekezela, like I said. Zaluke is a 5-year mandate, we just finished our 5th year. So kusesele minyaka ethize ukuthi sigcwalisise lokho esakuthembisa abantu. It's too early to actually judge uhulumende lo khona le mzamo yakhe ama-economic policies. Imisebenzi ukhulumile uminister of finance from January, we are moving into productivity and job creation. Let's wait and see what happens there. Thank you very much.
Ungakahambi Mabutho, intsha yeZimbabwe kumele bayenzeni ukuze indaba le enkohlakalo iphele. Intsha kumele bayenzeni?
Intsha kumele isekele imizamo kumbe imikhankaso eyaqaliswa iZanu PF Youth League. You know, people should not be afraid. People kumele be. I'm sure iZaki le toll free number. Wherever you see corruption, waba wasi corruption leyani ibulala ikusasa yakho. Report that corruption as neatly as it is. Because corruption, ngakhuluma, we are looking into the big wigs, lama ministers. I think EIT, abantu abaningi abalayo. But the corruption iqala even kuwe emgwaqweni. Umiswe lipholisa olalayisensi wenzani. Ubhatala imali. That is corruption. So I think okumele ukuthi into vele yi-culture ye-corruption esikhona ebantwini bonke abeZimbabwe. Singakakhangeli phezulu. Lathi lapho esisuka khona, let's sizikline, lathi sibe msulwa. I think as we move forward, we can have a corruption-free country.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa Mabutho, thank you so much ngokuba lathi kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. We really really appreciate it and I look forward to having you again soon, but
ngiyabonga ukuba lamba.
Alright, Zimbabwe muhle, sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki tafika kumagumo. Nasi mchirongwa tanga tinava Godfrey Kuraone webato rinopikisa bato re MDC iro rinotungamirwa. Na advocate na usonchamisa tatinava Mabutho Moyo umo wewe chidiki webato re Zanu PF. Uyeje tanga tinava Kelvin Mandula we chidiki arichi zhara che Zimbabwe ariku gara kuno kuku Amerika. He is a political analyst. Nasi mchirongwa tanga tichizea nyaya yu corruption. Tichizwa kufakwa muri imi. hearing from you, the youth of Zimbabwe, ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo, how is it affecting you? And abantu ngempela lingenile mapinda neuwando wenu. Tichipeta chirongwa, regaendwene uti vanhu vari kutichipa social media. Undlela tobe uti shame on you Mabutso. I wonder ukuthi upiwa malini kuzanu PF. Hi. Uvusumuzi uthi the only problem is ZANU PF. Kunomunye umlaleli uke wabhala wathi kumele silethe uTinashe Jonas ukuthiwa he's the solution to Zimbabwe's problems. Athi ndinothenda zikhulu Zimbabwe muhle, ndinothenda, ndinothenda. Thank you so much for joining us. Anono kuoneka inemtaro, ndili Mike Hove. Bye bye.